In just a few minutes, all the assailants were standing in a row against the bulkhead, waiting for the arrival of their relevant officers, and a team of medics had turned Hal over, revealing the unlovely result of a multi-person beating. The flattened nose, the black eyes, the split lips, the lumps of bruises already darkening, and that was only what showed. Two bloody teeth lay on the deck. One of the medics scooped them into a jar and tucked it into his pocket. Under the uniform, Pitt knew, would be other injuries. He regained consciousness as they cut away his uniform, peering through the slits the swelling black eyes had left him.
What happened, sir?
Fell down a ladder.
Pitt gave him a point for that, at least.
A ladder with a lot of people on it?
Just fell.
Well, we're taking you to sick bay.
The medics loaded him onto a gurney, and the gurney onto a scooter, then climbed on and eased away. Pitt glanced at the Bailey's Reef NCO, who was staring at the bloodstains on the deck.
If you don't need me?
Captain would like to speak to you. She said if you would...
Of course. But I need to report in myself.
Easy enough by skull phone. She called her ship, explained that there had been a little disturbance on the dockside, and she'd stopped it, but would need to wait for someone else's CO to interview her. Kai Vada maintained appropriate decorum, pleasantly refusing invitations to come to this or that home for a nightcap, and insisting that she really did need to get back to her quarters. She said nothing to her aides on the way back to her suite. She knew they knew she was upset about something. She knew they would find out what it was all too soon, if they hadn't heard already. And that was an additional humiliation. If Rafe had been there, she could have torn a strip off him. But he had not tried to catch up with her. Just as well. The person she really wanted to eviscerate was Stella, and Stella was an inconvenient distance away. She acknowledged the salutes from the few uniformed personnel in the hotel corridors as she headed for her suite.
Would the Admiral lack anything?
No thanks. I just have a few things to do before bed.
Kai nodded to the guard at the door of her suite and entered, closing it carefully behind her, closing the second door that shut off the little entrance foyer. Even then, she did not do what she felt like doing, which was screaming and smashing something. Jaw clenched to keep from the screaming part, she undressed carefully, hanging her evening dress uniform on the rack provided, where she could push it into the antechamber for the cleaners to take care of.
Oh, damn Rafe. Damn Rafe! How dare he? How dare Stella talk to Rafe? How dare Stella read that letter?
Kai herself had so carefully forgotten that letter. She hadn't needed or wanted anyone ever to remind her. Or to see Hal again. Never mind in that context with everyone around. She yanked the pillow off her bed and threw it at the mattress. A trick she'd learned as a child. It made almost no sound or mess. She showered, brushed her teeth. She was still too angry to rest. She went into the suite's office area. Unlike either the bridge or the CCC, it had no shipboard ansible. She'd forgotten that. It did have a terminal for normal ansibles, though, and that was all she really needed. She put through the call to Stella's office up on the station, managing a pleasant tone as Stella's assistant answered, and until she had Stella on a full visual link. Stella looked relaxed, happy, and completely unaware of the trouble she'd caused.
So, how was the reception, Kai?
You disgusting, nosy, interfering bitch!
Stella stared, eyes wide.
What do you think I've done?
Don't play innocent. You poked around in my desk is what you did. You found the letter. You found the ring. And you couldn't even keep quiet about it. You told him. You told Rafe, of all people, and probably everyone else.
I did not. I told Rafe, yes, but he was the only one.
You had no right.
Kai's head throbbed. She felt like throwing up and smashing the screen and bursting into tears, and she must not do any of those.
You had no right to tell him, to tell anyone, least of all him.
It was for your own good, Kai. He's not safe. He's not the right man for you. He needed to know that you'd been hurt, and I didn't want you hurt again.
I am not a fragile, blown glass flower. And it's none of your business who I like or who I choose to be with. And anyway, maybe it's just that you want him back. Maybe it just stuck in your throat that for once, beautiful Stella didn't get what she wanted, and Kai did. Or would have if you hadn't ruined it.
That is ridiculous and unfair. I am not after Rafe. I do not want Rafe. If I didn't think he was bad for you, dangerous for you, I wouldn't care if the two of you spent the next 20 years in bed.
Which we will never have a chance to do, thanks to you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because of you. Because you told him about Hal. Tonight at the reception, the formal reception in front of everyone in the universe, he buttonholed Hal and ripped him a new one.
What? Rafe?
Yes, Rafe. Publicly. So everyone knows the whole story now. I'm sure the entire fleet and the governments of at least 4 planets are having a nice juicy gossip about my first love affair and what they think is my second.
I can't believe he would...
Believe it! He did! Made me the laughingstock of everyone. And it's because of you and your interference.
Kai, I'm sorry, but I never meant...
It doesn't matter what you meant. What matters is that you've completely ruined my reputation and my authority.
Don't be so melodramatic.
Don't tell me what to be!
Stella opened her mouth, then shut it. Kai could see the pulse beating in her throat.
Kai, I'm sorry. I did not mean to hurt you. I did not mean to embarrass you. When I read it, it was an accident. And yes, it was a time when I was annoyed with you, and yes, that may have colored my judgment. When I read it, I wanted to make it go away, so I didn't tell you I had. And when Rafe came and told me he was in love with you, I didn't believe him.
Because little cousin Kai couldn't possibly have someone in love with her.
Oh, stop it! Kai, I have an adolescent love-crazed girl living with me now, and I also remember what it was like. Of course you could have someone in love with you. Of course you could love someone. But consider this. The last time I'd seen you, you didn't show any signs of caring about Rafe. With his past, I didn't believe he really cared about you, except as another of his conquests. I thought if he knew that you'd had a bad experience, he'd go pester someone else, particularly in a political situation where showing interest in you would harm his interests. And I did what I thought was best for you at the time, and I had no idea he'd go off his rocker and make an embarrassing scene at your reception. What exactly did he do?
He went and found Hal. I don't know how he found him, but it is Rafe, after all. Somehow he found him, and I didn't hear it all, but knowing Rafe, I imagine he introduced himself and started in slowly. I knew Rafe had come in. He'd passed through the receiving line. He looked better than he had on Cascadia Station before.
He had looked like the old Rafe, fully alive, an edged weapon looking for blood. Kai had felt her pulse quicken.
And the Premier wanted to talk to him. I said I'd go find him. I was trying to get away from a terminally boring district superintendent from someplace on Cascadia who wanted to tell me all about the genealogy of trees or something.
There's one at every business party.
So I spotted Rafe, but I didn't recognize Hal from behind, and got there just in time to hear Rafe quoting one of the more scathing bits of Hal's letter.
That idiot! What was he thinking?
And by then, people had seen me. I had to just go on, and I didn't know, well, not for sure, that it was Hal until I saw his face. And there was Rafe, and Hal, and all those people staring to see what I do.
Suddenly, unexpectedly, it seemed funny. She was not ready for it to be funny. She had a right to be angry.
Oh, Stella, if you could have seen their faces, and probably mine. It was horrible, but it must have been funny, too.
What did you do?
What could I do? I'm the Great Admiral Vada. I'm not allowed to have vapors or girlish feelings. I was coolly polite to both of them and led Rafe back to the Premier. Then I had to be gracious and polite to 50 more people, when what I wanted to do was disembowel someone. Rafe, you, anyone. I did glare at the district superintendent until he backed off.
You did better than I would have. I would have killed him. Them. Both of them. At least.
You wouldn't.
But now something heard and not registered caught up with her.
Did you actually say Rafe told you he was in love with me?
Yes. I didn't believe him. If I had...
But he said it. You think that was why?
Oh, Kai, for pity's sake. I get enough of this with Zori. Of course it was why. Of course he meant it. Now, would you please either go stick a knife in him for embarrassing you, or go tell him you love him and let me get on with this beastly audit?
But what about you?
What about me? I'm buried in paperwork, that's what about me. I would much rather have been at the reception, but I couldn't spare the time.
And you don't... You're not...
For a moment, Stella looked ready to explode.
Kai, you and I are both idiots, but in different ways. Listen carefully, cousin. I do not want Rafe. I do not need Rafe. I don't, I've realized, need any man. I think I may turn out rather like Aunt Grace.
Who has McRobert.
Good for her. In her... I dare not say dotage. She'll come through the Ansible and whap me with a fruitcake. In her golden years, let's say, she's enjoying herself. But for much of her life, she ran solo.
What does your mother say?
We've talked. This thing with Zori, I realized I have to get over.
Startled, Kai looked at the clock, an antique-styled confection on the fake mantelpiece. It was late. Later than late. More than halfway to morning.
Stella, I've got to go. I'll call you later.
She closed the Ansible down and went to the door.